Welcome to Watershed's August podcast. My name's Mark Cosgrove. I'm the cinema curator here at Watershed. Il cinema ritrovato, which roughly translated means cinema found or rediscovered, is the most important film festival in the world. You heard it here first. Why? And what is it about the festival that's so important? It's been going now for nearly 30 years. It will mark its 30th birthday in July 2016. In that time, it has grown from being perceived as old films for old people, something that film, and silent film in particular, suffers from, to a vital film festival in the annual film calendar. An aside, does anyone say that Cubism, John Cage or Shakespeare are for old people? No, rather they are seen as influential cultural moments or people who have informed and inform our understanding and perception of the art form, ourselves and the world, and which need preserving in galleries, performed in theatres, read by future generations. Il Cinema Ritrovato takes place in July and is the annual festival for the year-round activities of the Cineteca di Bologna, which is home to a collection of thousands of films, which, like other film archives, it preserves and restores. The Cineteca is also the home to Martin Scorsese's World Cinema Project, which is slowly beginning to help restore film histories from around the world. Here's a statement from the World Cinema Project's website. We are dedicated to preserving and restoring neglected films from around the world. To date, 25 films from Mexico, South America, Africa, Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and Central and Southeast Asia have been restored, preserved, and exhibited for a global audience. This year's edition of the festival saw restored copies of the 1978 Moroccan film, Aliam Aliam, directed by Ahmed El Manouni, Ousmane Sembène's 1966 Senegalese film Black Girl, and the 1976 Philippine film Insiang, directed by Lino Brock. The outcomes of these restoration programmes and other archival work feature in the schedule of Il Cinema Ritrovato, which this year also included strands on experiments with colour in early Japanese film, Armenian cinema, and Technicolor, to name but three. Why watch old films and why have a festival dedicated to them? As per my aside before, the value of, say, the National Gallery would never be questioned. An august organisation dedicated to preserving and representing our collective visual culture of painting. But comparisons aside, there is now over 100 years of the art form called film, and a festival which reflects on the past of film is an important point of reflection and connection. For me, this happened when seeing the new print of Sembène's Black Girl. The film is recognised as the first sub-Saharan film made by an African crew and cast. Sembène was one of the most important filmmakers for a number of reasons, one of which was to articulate an authentic African voice in film, which put original images of Africa and black Africans on screen. Introducing the film, the panellist of second-generation African filmmakers, producers and academics talked about how important and empowering it was for African audiences to see images of themselves on screen. The film's stinging critique of French colonialism, with a visual style which is fresh and in this new print invigorating, allows us to revisit not only the historical importance of the film, but also its impact. This was most strikingly revealed for me on hearing that a print of the film was shown in LA in the late 70s and was key in inspiring that generation of African-American directors such as Charles Burnett, Haile Gerima and Julie Dash, who became part of the Los Angeles School of Black Filmmakers and whose work forged an independent aesthetic and whose films presented a more authentic and varied portrait of black experience in America than you will see coming out of the mainstream. So this once lost film, and trust me it was lost, is being given the recognition it deserves, and we can begin to understand the important effect and impact it has had in thinking about Africa, Africa on screen, and influencing a school of filmmaking on another continent. Plans are afoot to screen the new print of Black Girl at the London Film Festival in October, and here in Bristol at Africa Eye in November. The resonance of Sembène's film continues. This is the importance of film restoration and the importance of Il Cinema Ritrovato, the most important film festival in the world. If you want to find out more about the activities of the Cinematheque, go to cinetecadebologna.it or for the World Film Foundation, film-foundation.org/world-cinema. That's all for this month.